Hey, Dev, how are you doing?
Good.
You've been fortunate enough to play in this game a lot. This week, what's the key? Is it any different, the key for this Sunday, compared to another game for you guys and your preparations?
Just that if we don't win the game, the season's over. You know, I think you got to really balance that. You know, you still want to, you know, you got to understand it's still football. You want to enjoy the moment and you know, take care of business. But you also want to have a sense of urgency to know that, you know, everything you can do this week to prepare, you know, put a little extra in, everything possible, you're playing for your survival. So I think Coach Belichick does a good job starting each day with that kind of message. And, you know, I think everyone's, you know, picking up on that last week. And then now this week, the stakes are higher, you know, but it's still the same thing. It's still football. We got to go out here, practice well, and execute on Sunday.
Yeah, if you played against Chris Hogan and now he's a teammate of yours, is there anything that has surprised you since you've started working with him in practice?
No, I mean, I got to work out with him this offseason too. We worked out at the same gym in New Jersey. So I think, you know, obviously you don't know about a guy's work ethic until you're around him more. So to me, that's what stuck out, you know, working out with him in the offseason, seeing him, everything he puts in, route running, working out, lifting, you know, so – I wasn't really surprised. You know, I texted a couple of the guys, you know, in the offseason and said, this guy's going to fit in pretty well here. And, you know, he's done a great job of, you know, just doing his job, you know, making big plays for us in the big moment. So happy for him, and he's a Jersey guy, so I'm for it.
Dev, as you guys keep winning, obviously more distractions as the games get bigger. How do you guys limit the distractions, and you guys have done so well over the years with it?
Like always, if – you do something if it beneficial and you think it's leading to winning the game on Sunday, you got to be all for it. If it's not, you just hold it off. You know, wait till the next couple of weeks to take care of that. And I think everyone kind of has that mindset. You know, I think guys' families have that mindset. They're all in it right now. So it's not really a hard task. You know, my wife is always on me like, all right, we'll handle that next week. We'll handle that in 2 weeks. And, you know, I think she's all in just like me. And I think that makes it easier when, you know, guys' home life is focused on this game. You're focused while you're at work. And, you know, you just hope it all comes together.
Devin, the last 2 years, Patriots-Steelers matchups, I'm sure when you've watched the film of that, the matchup of Malcolm Butler and Antonio Brown has had to catch your eye. I mean, it catches everyone's eye. What stands out to you just about the way those two compete and maybe that matchup brings out the best in each of them?
Yeah, they're two competitive guys, you know, relatively, you know, around the same size. Probably if you broke them down, very similar as far as athletic ability and quickness and speed and those things. And I think that the biggest thing is them just going out and competing, you know, whether it's Antonio Brown making a great catch or Malcolm making an interception in the end zone the last time we played, just them two going at it. You know, Antonio Brown's a great player, and Malcolm's done a great job, but, you know, it's going to be all of us. All of us have to help out and, you know, make sure we try to limit him, you know, whether that's getting, you know, everyone to the ball, whether it's a short pass, intermediate pass, whether he breaks a tackle and he's trying to revert. We all just got to have a high sense of urgency for him and alertness and try to get to him before he's able to break the 50, 60-yard play. And I think defensively we all understand that, and we're going to work on that all week.
Kind of following up on that, Devin, Bill and Matt Patricia this week have talked about it's going to have to be team defense, team tackling, and not one-on-one. I just want to get your perception or your impression of what that means. What's good team defense? What's good team discipline?
I think it's going to start with everyone understanding their role and whatever the defensive call is. You know, if you got to be at that one spot, we're going to need you there. You know, it's they got guys on the field that, you know, if they catch the ball on the left side of the defense, they can easily end up on the right side if they break a couple tackles. So, you know, first is just doing your assignment, and then I think it's just pursuit. You know, guys, we can't be out there jogging or not getting to the ball. We got to get everyone to the ball once the ball's in the air. You know, whether it's Le'Veon Bell running the ball and, you know, he's so patient behind the line, you don't really know where he's going to end up once he puts his foot in the ground and goes. Or is one of the receivers catching the ball. If it's Hayward Bay on a crossing route, you know, he has the speed to catch a five-yard pass and turn upfield and go 70, 80 yards. So it's just everyone, I think, hustling, pursuit, and just really wanting to get it done. You know, we've had plays throughout the season where we've seen that where we have plays where it's a five-yard gain and we get all 11 guys, you know, to a pile. And I think we got to have that for 60 minutes, you know, all day Sunday.
I got two for you, one of which is pretty general. Just curious, what makes you most proud about how effective this defense has played so far this year?
I would just say believing in the process. You know, I think we have a group that's a hardworking group that have come in every day, just put their head down, work on whatever the coaches say we need to work on, and really been able to adjust to whoever we've played. You know, in this league, you're going to go against different teams. Every offense is different. We've been able to week by week, you know, try to come up with a game plan and say, you know, this is what we need to stop. And we go out there and we try to stop those things. And I think we've done a good job of that. And, you know, this is obviously our biggest challenge, the most balanced offense we've played. So we just got to, you know, try to put it together and keep believing in that process of what we've been doing and hope it turns out well on Sunday.
When you look at the fact that you guys are eighth total defense, but number one scoring defense, how have you been so effective at making sure that teams are not putting up points?
I think for us, it's always been the week of practice, you know, coming in, working our butts off the whole week of practice, no matter what it is. You know, if we've been outside and it's 5 degrees outside and, you know, obviously no one in this room wants to go out there and watch us play because it's so cold out. But it's us just saying, you know, this is what it takes for us to win. You know, it's not, you know, coming in here and maybe having a walkthrough or going through something in slow motion. It's us really attacking the day, you know, starting on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, executing each part of the game plan we put in day by day. And I think we all know that. We know who we are and what we need to do each week. So obviously it starts with the veterans and the leaders on the team. And I think everyone's really picked up on that, and we've been able to hold each other accountable no matter what year you're in. And, you know, I think that's led to some of the success we've had.
Devin, in the Miami playoff game, Antonio Brown kind of stepped around three guys who looked like they had a really good angle on him. How difficult is it to watch that on film but simulate that kind of speed where you might think you're in the right spot, but it's hard to simulate the speed in practice because you don't ever see a guy like that normally?
Yeah, we won't get that in practice, so there's no doubt about that. But, you know, that's what it takes, watching the film, is going in practice, is having the right angle, and it's honestly, it's guys running to the football even in practice. So, you know, it's we can easily sit here and say we want to make every one-on-one tackle, but there's going to be a good time probably that a guy misses a tackle because Antonio Brown makes a miss or Bell makes a miss. It's guys pursuing, and I think that's what we need to see in practice, guys having the right angle, guys getting to where they need to get to. You know, even in practice where it looks like a guy has them, we need another guy getting there. So if he doesn't have them, he's there too. So, you know, that's the hard thing about this league. You can't simulate every guy you're playing against, and this is definitely the case with some of the guys they have over there. But I think it's just a mentality of us, you know, knowing where we need to be and trying to get there in practice and, you know, unleashing in the game.
Back left. We asked a couple of guys yesterday in the locker room about the Antonio Brown video, and a couple of them said, you know, hey, I don't think that would ever happen here. And I think it was Trey Flowers who said there's no specific policy here, but guys understand that this is not something that we're looking for. It is with Bill, does he not have to spell out a lot of things, a lot of rules, because of the overall atmosphere, everybody kind of understands some of this other stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from how he addresses social media, I don't think he's ever gotten one of the social media names right. So I think, you know, from there that he's not a huge fan, you know, of the whole social media world nowadays. So I think we all understand each other's privacy, too. You know, once we're in that locker room, it's something that, you know, we value, and, you know, guys just don't do it. But, you know, I think in today's age, it's just not that serious. You know, everyone does things different. You know, we do a lot of things different here, and, you know, you might go somewhere else, and it's not ran that way. So we really don't think about it, and we just go about our business.
Hey, Devin. Obviously, the Patriots organization has been consistently successful the last two decades. The Steelers have enjoyed the same sort of consistent success. Do you see some of the similarities in the way they run their organization and the way their team plays?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Bill said it this morning. This is going to be two teams that are physically and mentally strong. It's going to be a 60-minute game. You know, I think we talked about that earlier in the season, you know, when we went out there to Pittsburgh, about if you want to see a tough, competitive football game, you know, that was going to be the place to be, and it's no different Sunday night. Both teams are really built the same, I think, as far as a mentality of, you know, we're not going to beat ourselves. We're going to make you beat us, and we're going to come hard for 60 minutes every game. So it's going to be a hard-fought game. You know, both teams coming in confident, expecting to win, and, you know, I think that leads to great football.
Devin, just wondering, when people think of the secondary, they think of pass defense. How much pride do you guys take in your ability to support the run on this team?
It's big on this team. You know, I think our defense, our coaching staff lets everyone know we need 11 guys on the field that are tacklers, that are willing to tackle, that will go out there and make big tackles. And I think you see that. You know, like you said earlier, you know, Antonio Brown caught a ball and sidestepped three defenders and made a guy miss. And, you know, he's off for a 50, 60-yard gain. And, you know, that's pass coverage, but it also is tackling, you know. So whether it's in the run support or if a guy catches a ball in the open field, you know, tackling is a key part of not giving up big plays. So it's something we try to pride ourselves on, and we believe if we don't give up the big play, we give ourselves a good chance to win. Thank you.